Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. I wondered how long it was going to be until, I mean, let's just assume the story we're about to talk about is true. I wonder how long it was going to be before something like this happened. So Riggins, you probably know more about this than I do, but Kanye has made an X tweet.
Oh, I don't know.
About Taylor Swift and says that she had the sex with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. So Taylor Swift hit him with a cease and desist, and then this is the part where I've been wondering when this something like this was going to happen. Travis Kelce supposedly is outraged and wants to talk to Kanye man to man.
Uh-oh.
Which I'm all for. I am all for that. That's how you really settle things in situations like this. Now, I know that Kanye is a narcissist / psychopath. I know that in my opinion.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff he wants. He wants attention. He wants to get a rise out of people. He wants to, it makes him feel, again, all of this is just in my opinion. I have not examined him to know this for sure. But he wants to get a rise out of people because that gives him what he feels is power emotionally over people. That's why he says such outrageous things. That's why he says so many just incredibly offensive things that they seem to be not grounded in reality because he doesn't care. He just wants, he thinks that getting the rise out of people is what feeds him, because that's his way of emotionally manipulating people and situations. However, I think that counts when you have people just yelling and screaming and you know, going off about you and saying, because in that way, whatever they say in your mind is way worse than what you said about them. It's like, can you believe he said this about me or she said this about me? But I think that all of that changes when you're standing face to face with somebody the size of Travis Kelce, who hits and gets hit for a living. Mm-hmm. And you don't have your bodyguards right there. It's just mano a mano, the two of you, and you and your little narcissistic, psychopathic, manipulation tactics go out the window when you have to face somebody physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I, for two, would love it.
Yeah.
I would love to see this.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Need it broadcasted.
Kanye may surprise everybody and beat the shit out of Travis Kelce, which I would like that too.
Mm. You would like
that. I would like either one.
Either one goes.
Yeah. But I do think that there is a lot to the old, you know, adage that the best thing for some people is just an ass whooping, or the only thing they're going to understand is an ass whooping. You don't understand therapy. You don't understand, because you can't go and tell him, hey, think about how that makes people feel. Think about right. What you're doing. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. A narcissist and a psychopath, they don't care what people feel. They don't have the capacity to feel anything for anyone but themselves. Now, somebody going upside that head, They feel that themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what they feel. And so they could meet up somewhere and Travis Kelce could beat the crap out of him, pick him up off the ground, and then they could be friends forever and Kanye act like a normal person. Or Travis Kelce could beat the shit out of him, pick him up off the ground. Kanye could say, okay, well, I'm not doing that again. I don't want any more of that. Or Kanye could get up and then say, look what he did to me. I want him arrested. He's the da da da. I can't believe he did that. You know? Yeah. Even though I said what I said about his woman and I showed up here to fight him, I can't believe that he did it.
Well, poor me.
Yeah.
That's what it'd be, right? I mean, we know him well enough to know.
Either way, I guarantee you he would watch what he says from then on.
Yeah. Whether he admits it or not, you're saying,
You're going to learn today.
And I don't mind Travis Kelce. He's whatever, but I would love to see Kanye get his ass kicked.
Yeah, let's say, what's her name? Taylor Swift is in a relationship with one of those badass UFC champ guys. Mm-hmm. The ones that don't care, when they come to that mic, they'll say, I love Trump. You're a bunch of wusses. You're a da 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 da. They don't care. Mm-hmm. Kanye West would not even dare say the same thing in public about Taylor Swift if she were dating one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he knows what would be coming to him.
Yeah.
He's thinking Travis Kelce is too involved in the public eye and the PR and all of that to get involved. He's trying to draw him out. If he draws him out and they just get into a Twitter battle or whatever, then Kanye wins.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But draw him out to give an ass whipping, he's not thinking about that.
Right. Is Travis Kelce with the current team?
Yeah, like he's still with the Chiefs, yeah.
Would he get in trouble if something like that happened?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe he knows that.
Right. But I'm telling you, he would not do that. And it's just like those environmentalists, those animal rights freaks that are so brave that they walk up on women wearing fur coats and throw fake blood on them and all that.
Yeah.
I always said if they were really for the cause, they'd wait until some rapper was coming out of a club or a restaurant wearing a long fur coat and do the same to them.
Right.
Yeah.
They'd never do.
Never.
They never did. Mm-mm. So they picked their time that they could be brave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kanye's the same way. Mm-hmm. Seems like to me.
I always love that video where the guy confronted Buzz Aldrin or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, you didn't go to the moon. And Buzz Aldrin was like, shut up. Bam. And just like punched him right in the face.
Really?
Like instantly. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah.
Just popped it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that to Buzz Aldrin, but you know, Bill Gates has gotten a pie in the face. They wouldn't do that to like, you know.
A UFC fighter.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. But Bill Gates, easy target. Yeah.
And I've seen those UFC fighters coming out in those fur coats, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, he's saying some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves the biggest ass whooping in history for all that he's done for decades. Mm-hmm. You know, all that he said.
We're not condoning it, though, or trying to get anybody to do that, you know, on the broadcast.
Oh, sorry.
Just saying that's maybe what he needs.
Yeah.
But we're not condoning it or promoting it at all.
Never. No. Never do that.
Kansas City ass whipping. His own your itinerary, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's not so brave when the people you choose to go after a lot of times, especially when you're, you know, like those animal rights weenies and.
Yep.
And all.
Well, nothing ever happens to anybody that does this. I mean,
no.
It's not fair.
You know, it's just like I was saying the other day that these Tesla attacks on people's cars, you can tell that the people who are driving the Teslas are liberals in big liberal cities because some of them, they pull out the phone and they're talking. I just saw you. You just keyed my car. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I just saw you. Now, if they were in, I don't know, in Alabama, and it's a conservative driving a Tesla, and that happens, are they going to pull out their phone and start videoing, interviewing the person? No, they're going to beat the shit out of them right there in the parking lot and then call the cops.
Yep.
So these Tesla people, these vandals, know where they can feel safe in doing that, and where they know where the police are going to, you know, get rough with them or bother them or anything like that. So they're going to do it in Seattle and, you know, all of these other towns where the police have been defunded or given orders by a super liberal mayor not to do anything to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same concept.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So, I mean, a lot of people just needs an ass whooping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
According to many schools of thought. Mm-hmm.
Sure. The Dalai Lama. Mm-hmm. The Dalai Lama said that.
Some people don't understand nothing but. That'd be the best thing for that little son of a bitch is an ass whooping. He might end up being a great citizen after that. Very productive to society. One ass whooping.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Where are these huge discounts on great products? The deals page at tjriggins.com. Check it out. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.